Romans chapter 13 makes it clear that God has placed us under several layers of authorities. Rather than reacting to these authorities, we need to understand that there are at least three purposes that God has for placing each one of us under authority. First of all, for our protection. God has designed authority to function like an umbrella of protection. As long as we remain under God-given authority, nothing can happen to us that God does not design for our ultimate good and His ultimate glory. But the moment we challenge and disobey our authority, we move out from underneath that umbrella of protection and expose ourselves to the destructive forces of Satan. That's why Scripture says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. A person who is involved in witchcraft has given himself over to Satan and his power. Exactly the same thing happens the moment we step outside that umbrella of protection. Satan's strategy is to get us outside that umbrella because he knows he can't harm us as long as we remain under our God-given authority. A second purpose for authority is for direction. The most essential means of finding God's will, second only to the Word of God, is checking with our authorities, because God directs through our authorities. Now that's radical teaching for our society. Parents are often the last on the list that our young people come to for advice, and that's tragic. And I believe that this explains why so many Christian young people today are constantly making wrong decisions and are just drifting through life with no vital spiritual purpose for living. A third purpose for authority is for our character development. Every one of us has a multitude of character deficiencies that need to be perfected. Authorities are the tools in God's hands that He uses to chip away at the rough edges of our character and to transform us into the image of Jesus Christ. If we react and resist and get out from under the reproofs of our authority, God only has to raise up new tools to continue that job. There's only one occasion when we should disobey our authorities, and that's if they ask us to disobey God's word. But we must always have an attitude toward them of honor and respect. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.